You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with our special guest from the Escanaba region. It's Pascal Wurzler from the Boniface Arts Center. Good morning, Pascal. Good to have you on the phone again.
Oh, good morning. I am so glad to be here. It is so gorgeous outside. I rode my bike here, and and I think I'll take the long scenic route home.
Oh, sounds perfect. I mean, this is the time of the year for it, for sure. And since it is summertime, I hear that there is some summertime fun happening at the Boniface. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there is. We have, and we work with the city of Escanaba, pull in some state funds to address our summer concert series. We call it Music Mondays, and we take it down to the city park. That's the Ludington Park. And on Music Mondays, we have all kinds of, we have a wide variety of bands that come in. And we're really happy to work with the Escanaba, the municipality, in doing that. This next Monday is Craig Kenning, and he is, he's been here before. He gigs around nonstop. He's an amazing guitarist, finger guitarist, and slide guitarist. I love his slide guitar, and he loves what he does. I think people will love what he does, too. So we hope people can come. Those concerts start at 7. They go from 7 to 9 at the Ludington Park band shell. And this week is, next week, Monday, is Craig Kenning.
Excellent. Sounds good. And like you said, with the weather, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to get outside and maybe bring the family down there, or just head down there yourself after work and just unwind on a Monday evening. So that sounds great.
It is. It's great. We want to thank Sakely's Chocolate. That's our local chocolatier, Edward Jones. And the Hervinen Foundation, EMP, all of those folks for helping us bring this, it's a tradition now, this wonderful tradition of Music Mondays.
Excellent. And under the umbrella of summertime fun, I see we have an art festival coming up, and we also have Glengarry Glen Ross. What would you like to highlight next?
Well, Glengarry Glen Ross is an unusual... It's unusual in many ways. Players Danak is trying a summer production. They usually are kind of on summer vacation for those months, but they're trying a summer production, and it's Glengarry Glen Ross. It's critically acclaimed, and it's a wonderful storyline. It's this weekend is the last of the production nights here. We just warn folks that there is some strong language, and they consider that. But it's been a fun summer experiment for the Players Danak, and they also have their new listing out for their usual time, which is the fall through the winter, and people can see their 2018-2019 season billing by going to playersdanak.org or going to the Boniface Arts Center at bonifacearts.org, or they can even come in, check out the gallery exhibit, and pick up a handbill.
Excellent. Sounds good to keep things up to date with the theater scene as well. So very cool to add that side of the arts to the equation. So.
Right. Yeah, and when they do come in, they can check out the gallery exhibit. We plan something really around summertime, the bright, the fun kind of feelings that we have with the summertime, and we selected Alyssa Marie Diebolt. I call her the kid from Rock. She's from Rock, Michigan.
Nice.
She's gone on to Detroit, and she's part of that young contingency down there who's trying to make a difference in the rebuilding of Detroit. She works very hard, straddling the political scene and the art scene, and she's a glass artist. She grew up learning glass from her father, so they worked in stained glass. She went on and is an alumni from Northern Michigan University and is now back with some beautiful fused glass work. Some of it's functional and it's highly decorative. Most of it has kind of a postmodern aesthetic to it, and it is fun and bright. and colorful, which is just what we wanted for the summer summer days here in our gallery. And she's going to be here. She's back by popular demand. We had one opening already, but she's coming back August 7th, which is a Tuesday, from 11:30 to 1:30. She's doing a little demonstration. She'll let you have your hand at it. It's a very primitive form of lamp work. So come on in, meet Alyssa Marie, and see this beautiful glass work and have some fun. She'll tell you how she does it and why she does it, and she'll get you hooked on glass.
Excellent. And you said that's Tuesday, August 7th?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And then we do want to make a quick thank you to Northern Sun Winery. Our friends there have concerts in the winery on the third Sunday of the month. And last week they had a concert to benefit the Boniface Arts Center, so we thank them very much. And we remind people that the next concert is August 19th at 4 o'clock at Northern Sun Winery, which is in the Bark River area. It's beautiful. If you haven't sat out in the middle of a vineyard with wine and friends and food and live music, then you have something.
You've been missing out.
You've been missing out. And it's on the horizon. On August 19th, Kitty Donahoe will be there.
Hmm.
And if you go early, like at 3 o'clock, you can have a tour of the winery. So
excellent.
Excellent.
You can make a day of it.
You can. And it's a great place for kids. Sometimes, you know, I'll see kids tossing frisbees and, you know, the open fields. I mean, it is. It's just perfect.
Nice. So that'll be August 19th, that's Sunday as well. So
right.
good.
Right. And then that does bring us to our Waterfront Art Festival.
Yeah.
You mentioned that just a moments ago, and it's a summer tradition at the Art Center. We go down to Ludington Park again, and we start the day. It's always the first Saturday of August. So we start the day, that's August 4th, with live entertainment from 10 to 4, over 60 artists. We have a young artist market tent where we are encouraging the entrepreneurial and the creative spirit of those students and those young ones to create original things and bring them in. There's children's activities. It's fun-filled all day, and it's a great way to spend a Saturday morning and afternoon right here in Escanaba in the downtown area. And it's followed by Rock the Dock. So we ask people to come on down, spend some time in Escanaba, start it at Waterfront Art Festival at the band shell with the artists, and then at the end of the day, the city of Escanaba picks up their Rock the Dock program, and you have music through the evening.
Yeah, excellent. I think I've seen some Facebook posts about Rock the Dock in the last few years, so you can definitely find out all about the different musical events and everything, as well as supporting the art at the Waterfront Art Festival and supporting those young artists who are, like you said, have the entrepreneurial spirit and have really worked hard to supply some great art products at that art festival, too. So very cool. Mm-hmm. Can we also speak briefly about Art Prize? Because I know that's coming up this fall.
Oh, my gosh. It is closer than that, Kurt.
It's closer than that.
I tell everybody here at the Art Center, I go, okay, just remember I love you all, but I feel like mother of the bride, and instead of one bridezilla, we have 41 artists and two different venues, and it's just an exciting time. But we will be loading our trucks. We're working with Northern Michigan University, actually, who's been very helpful and generous in helping us with the transportation. We're going to be loading those trucks August 9th. And that's the Thursday. And then we're going to spend a couple of days installing artwork throughout the business district on Mackinac Island.
Right,
and
right.
At Mission Point Resort. And then Sunday, August 12th, is a Meet the Artists reception. We invite everyone to come down and meet the artists and just enjoy that beautiful Mackinac Island summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we continued. Eventually we'll continue down to Art Prize, the world's biggest arts competition, and that'll come in September. But we're gonna get a sneak preview up here in the UP because we're that special.
Absolutely. They do say someplace special. So, and it's funny you mentioned that about it kind of feeling like preparing for a wedding. You've got the big reception that's coming up ahead of it on the island. And again, that'll be a beautiful venue to take in some of that art before the actual Art Prize event. But like you said, I can hear a little bit of the stress coming out because I'm sure it's a bit of a bit of preparation to get all that together. So big kudos to everyone that's helping and to you as well for preparing for the pre-Art Prize event happening on Mackinac Island, and then getting ready for Art Prize itself too.
Yeah, none of this is possible without the help of so many sponsors. Imperial Beverage will be there. They're new here to the UP. They're just opening up a warehouse in the Nagani or Ishpeming area. And Starline and Mission Point and Mackinac Arts, Mackinac Island Tourism, all of those folks are making that preview possible. UP Travel, Michigan Council for the Arts, Northern Michigan, and Finlandia, they're all helpful in the bigger project. So, everybody deserves kudos on that.
Yeah, everyone's coming together to help out for that. And again, we'll remind our listeners, Art Prize happens September 19th to October 7th of this year down in the Grand Rapids area. But prior to that, there's a lot happening to prepare that. So make sure you also check out bonifacearts.org for information on the pre-Art Prize events happening on Mackinac Island and all the goings-on to prepare for that as well. If we can just briefly touch on the fall, too. We only have a couple more minutes here, but I know there's a few things you wanted to mention coming up for the fall, too.
We do. We have our class listing on our website. Again, that's bonifacearts.org. We have encaustic. We have, I think we have everything. We have painting and drawing. We have a lot of children's classes. It's a nice variety of, and there's another mural. I mean, it's so much is happening, and we're glad to share it with people. But if they go to the bonifacearts.org, they can kind of take a look and pace themselves as the seasons are going to change, and they might want to pencil in some things on their calendar and get ready for a shifting of the gears.
Absolutely. And I will say there is one thing on the Boniface Arts site that I'm seeing that really tickles me is the golden age of album covers that's coming up late August and running to October. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Oh, my God. That is a fellow named Doug Schoquist. And he is originally from Gladstone, was briefly an instructor at Bay College, but went on to be a professor of humanities at Michigan State. And he is at heart he has the heart of a musician, and he and his brother had been in a band, so he was focused on the golden age of album covers, which is like mid 1960s to early 80s, when the music industry decided to use original artwork to sell the music. So instead of a pretty face like Cher and Sonny and Cher, they're using original artwork that has content that reflects what the music is about. So being a humanities professor, he has a lot to say about that. And so we're going to have a great night of music trivia. We're going to have a gallery walk. We're going to have live music from the exhibit. So that is going to be a lot of fun. We're working with H&H, Hereford and Hops, who have the distinction of being the first craft brew pub in the UP. So we're just going to have quite a night of it and 6 weeks of a good explore in the gallery with the Golden Age of album covers.
That sounds great. And I know a lot of music gurus up here that would be really interested in that too. So I'll make sure to send them that way too. So
thank you.
Yeah. Well, we've been speaking with Pascual Wurschler. She's the artistic director at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. Again, make sure you check out the website bonifacearts.org for full information and calendar of events, everything that's happening in this summer and beyond. Thank you again so much, Pascual.
It was always good to hear from you, Kurt.